Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
And this town feels like Mayberry. We pulled into this town, had no idea what it was like, never heard of it. Pulled in because there was supposed to be a decent brewery called Toppling Goliath. So if you're a beer fan, maybe you know, oh, Decorah, Iowa.
Basically, this is where we've ended up. If you try to be a good person, no matter how hard you try, no matter how conscientious you are, you're going to fail. Mm-hmm. Because you're going to do things that you don't even know are bad, and you're going to think maybe you're doing good.
Another part of Wild Encounters, which is super cool, is the random animal encounters. So when you're walking through the zoo on a normal day, you may pop into the Night Hunters building, and all of a sudden you are greeted by a ball python that one of our handlers has out with them.
Today, get set for samples from these three podcasts, Extra Pack of Peanuts, Metaphysical Milkshake, and Cincinnati Zoo Tales. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge. Each week, we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us an Apple Podcast. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. If you're a travel buff, you've heard of Rick Steves. The storied traveler and storyteller has guided millions across Europe and beyond. But if you're a bit younger, Rick may not speak your language as well as this podcaster, Travis Sherry. Travis is a serial entrepreneur and a world traveler, and his podcast, Extra Pack of Peanuts, will teach you everything you need to know to travel more and spend less. From interviews with some of the world's most famous travel names like Bruce Pohn Tip and A.J. Jacobs, Chris Christensen, and others, to specific travel advice on how to use frequent flyer miles, pack like a pro, and travel on a budget, this show does it all, topping it off with their top 10 lists, which make you laugh, reminisce, and ultimately be filled with wanderlust. Here's a sample of how Travis presents his travel spirit from a recent episode of Extra Pack of Peanuts, featuring the coolest top 10 small towns across the U.S. In this clip, Travis talks about Decorah, Iowa, and its brand of Americana.
Talk about a feeling. I was here for one day and one night on a road trip home from Wyoming, when I drove old Bess home from Wyoming to Pennsylvania, and this town feels like Mayberry. We pulled into this town, had no idea what it was like, never heard of it. Pulled in because there was supposed to be a decent brewery called Toppling Goliath. So if you're a beer fan, maybe you know, oh, Decorah, Iowa. And we pull in, and we went to the Toppling Goliath, and that was cool. And we're like, well, let's go see the town. And me and my buddy Napkins are driving around, and like, whoa, this is cool. Like, this is a neat town. And so we slept in a baseball field, like parking lot of a baseball field. Next day went, there was a coffee shop that we went to downtown. There was another brewery. So their main downtown strip, again, feels very well kept up. And everyone we talked to, like, well, this is a fun town. They're like, oh, yeah, Decorah is the best. And I was like, everyone in Decorah loves Decorah. Went to a grocery store where they were still wearing, like, the white aprons
that
someone
cute.
Would be wearing. And, like, the little white hats feel like you're going back into the 50s. It was like time traveling. And this was the most unexpected small town I've ever come across, because I had never heard of it. And I instantly thought, this is what a Midwest small town should be. This is Mayberry.
Yeah. Sounds adorable.
From the next generation of traveler, Travis Sherry. That's a sample of Extra Pack of Peanuts travel podcast. Learn how to change your life with travel on the Extra Pack of Peanuts podcast. Available now on the Start Here podcast collection from Cincinnati Public Radio on wvxu.org/starthere, H-E-A-R. Sometimes it's important to take a break from the constant entertainment of life and dive deeper into the deeper meanings, the bigger questions, and the more contemplative thoughts. But it's hard to let go of the fun to consider the philosophical. Well, with this podcast, you don't have to choose. It's Metaphysical Milkshake, a weekly podcast where they go deep, get weird, and search for meaning along the way. Metaphysical Milkshake co-hosts Rainn Wilson from the comedy The Office and scholar Reza Aslan guide you through conversations about life's biggest questions, like what's wisdom? Should we have dominion over nature? And is religion still relevant? Rainn and Reza push through the shallowness of today to deep dive into life's most important questions with a little comedy thrown in to boot. For a sample, we turn to the episode where Rainn and Reza interview Mike Schur, the producer of the hit comedy The Good Place. The episode centers on the question, are you a good person? Here's Mike Schur on how The Good Place answers that question.
Basically, this is where we've ended up. If you try to be a good person, no matter how hard you try, no matter how conscientious you are, you're going to fail because you're going to do things that you don't even know are bad. And you're going to think maybe you're doing good. You're going to eat a sandwich from a restaurant and then you're going to find out the next day that that restaurant hates gay people. Like literally the guy who owns the restaurant hates gay people. And so you have just given that guy $4 to get your chicken sandwich, right? And that's not your fault. You didn't know. And it's not reasonable to expect people with the complexity of the modern world to know everything that they're doing. It's literally impossible. And so the important thing for us ends up being that you're trying, that you are attempting, that you're conscientious, that you're not complacent, and that when you find out, oh, this fried chicken chain hates gay people, if you don't hate gay people, then you shouldn't go there anymore.
Right.
Like you, and the counter argument ends up being, well, every place is terrible, every restaurant's terrible, every company's terrible, blah 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 blah. So you're going to fail again. And our response is, yeah, you are. And then you got to try again. Like you got to go to a different, if you want a chicken sandwich, go to someplace else. And then if you find out that that place also hates gay people or hates Mexican people or something, don't go to that one anymore.
I mean, after all, you're making a TV show for the National Broadcasting Corporation so that they can show commercials and they can sell more cars that pollute the environment and et cetera like that. So your show itself is part of is a cog in this greater system.
I am failing all the time, as is everyone. As a moral agent in the universe, everyone is failing all the time.
From Metaphysical Milkshake, that's Rainn Wilson and Reza Aslan. Open up to a new and funny reality with Metaphysical Milkshake on the Start Here podcast collection from WVXU.org. Look for the podcast menu. Cincinnati has one of the most beautiful and successful zoos in the nation. Well, that's because there is an amazing group of people who devote their life to the creatures that call the Cincinnati Zoo their home. And now, with this local podcast, Cincinnati Zoo Tales, you can get a glimpse of life behind the scenes at the Cincinnati Zoo. Host Jenna Wingate and Sam Corno interview zoo staff and other animal and wildlife professionals about how they're making a difference in this world. And the podcast even offers What Can I Do action items to help listeners make a world of difference, too. Here's a sample of the Cincinnati Zoo Tales podcast from the episode featuring Shay Miller and the Wild Encounters program. In this clip, Shay talks about how Wild Encounters works and the special and surprising ways you can actually be up close and personal with a wild animal.
Wild Encounters.
Yes.
Fun name. It sounds like a fun, I know it's a fun program, but can you explain a little bit of what this program does throughout the zoo?
Yeah, for sure. So one of the zoo's big things is we really want to get visitors close enough to care. And some zoos do that with signs, which is awesome, but we have found that a lot of people don't read signs always. So we find it's better to have a human there instead of a sign. So our team staffs any area where a human can interact with an animal without a barrier. So places like our giraffe feedings, our goat yard, the Galapagos tourist encounter, and then newly Rue Valley. And we help to facilitate really safe experiences, as well as giving guests a way to learn all about the animals that are in that habitat. Another part of Wild Encounters, which is super cool, is the random animal encounters. So when you're walking through the zoo on a normal day, you may pop into the Night Hunters building, and all of a sudden you are greeted by a ball python that one of our handlers has out with them. They'll give you a little bit of a spiel about that animal, ways that you can help that animal, and you may even get a chance to touch that animal, which is really cool, really unique to our zoo.
It's funny you said random animal encounters. Back in 2009, I was an intern just starting off at the Cincinnati Zoo, and that was my first internship here, and it was called Wild Encounters because we or sorry, random encounters. Now it's wild encounters. Because we randomly would come outside with a snake, an owl, a hedgehog, and people could randomly meet them. And it was the pilot year. It was kind of crazy. A bunch of us, you know, college students or recent grads out there with animals and trying to figure out the best way to interact safely, like having a hedgehog, how do you hold it and also let somebody touch it and, you know, all different things. And it was a lot of fun. And I think it's one of the best things that we do here at the zoo because it really does bring people close enough to care. And I think we have the opportunity to let people touch animals actually brings them, not literally, it literally brings them close enough to care.
Yeah.
But it can like really, I don't know, make their visit extra special and give them that wow moment.
That's a snippet from the local podcast, Cincinnati Zoo Tales, from the Cincinnati Zoo team. Learn more about how our zoo works and get the inside scoop from Cincinnati Zoo Tales, available on the Start Here podcast collection. Listen on the web at wvxu.org or wherever you get your podcasts, search for Start Here, H-E-A-R. To the charts we go, our weekly look at what podcasts are number one or on their way to the top of the Apple Podcast charts as reported by iTunesCharts.net. With 8 seasons under its belt and a 9th just beginning, this podcast isn't new to the Apple Podcast charts. It is, however, number one at the moment as its latest season debuts. Something Went Wrong features the story of two survivors, Danielle and Kenji, who were brought together by traumatic life experiences to solve a shared mystery surrounding a British medical student at UCLA that Danielle met on a dating app. Everything seemed to be going well until Danielle received an alarming phone call from her sister that something went wrong, now on the top of the Apple Podcast charts. To learn more about that podcast and the others we featured today, check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose the Start Here newsletter from the bottom of the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out the Start Here collection at wvxu.org. It's our new specially curated collection of podcasts we think you might enjoy. Plus, check out the local podcast collection, podcasts created right here in Cincinnati by our local creators. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org. I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.